In Krakow, reporting on the Pope's apostolic visit to Poland, is Lydia O'Kane. We go live to her now. Hello, Lydia. I understand you have visited the venue for this event, which features Pope Francis and young people. What can you tell me about what's going on?
Yes, well, it's in full swing here, the welcoming ceremony here at Krakow's Bionia Park. At the moment, there are the flags from all the World Youth Day participating countries being displayed on the stage in front of Pope Francis. A little earlier, there was a fantastic dance display. There were dancers from India, from Argentina, and also from Poland itself. And they were dancing a dance I'm reliably informed is called Krakowiak. I have to say, though, the weather is terrible. It's been raining. It also rained at the opening ceremony. But the people here, it doesn't seem to matter. They are really in jubilant mood, jubilant form. And the Pope also seems to be in jubilant form as well.
Lydia, I've also heard that he travelled by tram this afternoon together with the mayor of Krakow.
Yes, indeed. It really was a lovely sight. Earlier, the Pope received the keys to the city of Krakow, accompanied by Cardinal Zivic, the Archbishop of Krakow. And he was given to the keys of the city by the mayor outside the Archbishop's house. He then boarded a tram, which was decked out in the Vatican colours of yellow and white. And when he boarded that tram, he meted and greeted and chatted to a number of children, also World Youth Day pilgrims, and also a number of people with disabilities as well. The tram took off and the Pope just literally, he seemed really at ease. He seemed delighted to be on board this tram. We have to remember that when he was Archbishop of Buenos Aires, he took public transport and he seemed to be delighted to be back on board a tram. Once he got off that tram, he received a model, an exact model of the tram he'd just been on. That tram actually took him to Bionia Park. And then he boarded the Pope Mobile. And of course, now, as I say, everything's in full swing.
Meanwhile, this morning, I hear there were 500,000 people to mark the 1,050th anniversary of the baptism of Poland. That was when he celebrated Mass at Jasna Góra. What was his message there?
Yes, he did. This was a national celebration. This was outside the context of World Youth Day. I have to say it was a very poignant Mass, and it was a very poignant moment as well when he went as a pilgrim to the monastery of Jasna Góra to also visit the shrine of the Madonna of Szestakowa. It was a sight to behold. Trumpets played out as this Madonna was unveiled behind this golden screen, and you could really see there were tears in the Pope's eyes when he saw the Madonna, and he gave a gift to her. He gave flowers, he gave roses, golden roses. Roses, of course, he gives when he goes on visits abroad. He brings them to Our Lady in Rome at the Cathedral of St. Mary Major, at the Basilica of St. Mary Major. And he also received a copy of the Madonna as well, a Madonna of Szestakowa. Pope Francis, in his homily, spoke about a God who is contented by little things. And he said, unlike ourselves, who always want to possess something greater.